morning. Welcome to the conference call of Grendene S.A. to disclose and analyze the results of the second quarter of 2014. We inform that the press release for the second quarter of 2014 is available at the website of investor relations of the company in Portuguese and English. This conference call will be held only in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. Right now, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later on, we'll start the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Should you need any assistance during this conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. I would like to remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be made available at the website http://ri.grendene.com.br. We have here with us the main executives of Grendene, who will also be available to answer your questions. Rudimar Dall'Onder, CEO, Gelson Luiz Rostirolla, Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, CFO and Investor Relations Officer, as well as the other executives of the company. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that any statements made during this conference call about operating estimates and prospects and financial prospects of the company's business are only forecasts based on the administration expectations about the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions and overall economic performance of the country, of the industry, international markets. I would now like to pass the floor to Mr. Francisco Schmidt. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may continue.
Good morning. Thank you for attending one more conference call of Grendene to disclose our results. As usual, I will highlight the main points of our results, our vision about the current market conditions, and the company's performance. This time, we have posted an additional file on our website named Conference Call Presentation to make it easier for you to follow this conference call, and it contains a summary of the main figures. Before we start the discussion about the company's performance, I would like to call your attention to the payment of dividends. Based on the balance calculated on June 30, 2014, and in compliance with the early payment policy for dividend payment disclosed in February 13, 2014, that establishes the early payment, the company is now paying the second portion of interim dividends ad referendum of the shareholders meeting approved for the year of 2014 in the amount of 29.9 million, paid as of August 13, 2014, totaling an early payment of dividends of 71.9 million reais. Those who will be entitled to this payment are the shareholders who own common shares GRND3 enrolled in the company records as of July 31st, or on July 31st, 2014, which is the cutoff date. Therefore, Grendene shares will be traded ex-dividend as of August 1st, 2014, at BMF Bovespa. I would also like to say that Grendene has maintained for 12 consecutive years, and by a large margin, the leadership in footwear exports, reaching 39.1% of Brazilian exports in the first half of 2014. With such a sure leadership, Grendene continues to have the best-selling footwear brands in Brazil and abroad. In the second quarter of 2014, despite all the difficulties and uncertainties of this year, we have increased net income when compared to the second quarter of 2013 by 9.4%. We remind you that in the first half of 2013, we have exceeded for the first time the level of 1 billion in gross revenues in the first half of the year, and this year we capped the level with the gross revenue above 1 billion reais. In this first half of 2014, we have repeated the net revenue and net income of the excellent first half of 2013, keeping the net margin, however, with a small reduction in the gross margin and EBIT. The higher costs of raw material and general manufacturing costs per pair when compared to the same period of the previous year had a negative impact on margins, but what was most important were personnel expenses. In the second quarter of 2014, cost of goods sold and operating expenses have increased respectively by 2.8% and 5% against the same period of the previous year, with a decrease in the net revenue of 1% and a drop of volume of pairs of 9.4%. Personnel expenses were not adjusted well enough to the drop in the demand, and prices are not fully aligned to offset the increase in prices of raw materials that happened in the second half of 2013. This effect is easier to notice when we look at the presentation on slides 13 and 17 for the second quarter and 14 and 18 for the first half of the year, where they can be explained in detail. As it happened in the first quarter of 2014, the drop in revenues and volumes in the second quarter of 2014 have happened more intensely in the domestic market, where we estimate the demand for the industry to continue to be reduced. Exchange rate continues to favor exports, although not as much as initially expected, contributing with a positive impact of 7.4 million reais for revenues in the second quarter and 31.1 million reais for revenues in the first half of 2014. In this economic scenario, operating activities of Grendene have generated a cash of 402 million reais that was used to pay investments in fixed assets and intangible assets amounting to 65.7 million, financial investments amounting to 171 million reais to reduce the net debt with financial institutions in the amount of 23.2 million reais, and the net purchase of shares to be kept in treasury amounting to 1.4 million reais, and payment of dividends amounting to 152.8 million reais. The reduction of 12 million reais of the amount kept in cash and banks and financial institutions, very short-term applications, complete the amount of cash allocation. In the execution of the strategy, we continue to adjust the portfolio, cost structure, and price structure to a lower demand and lower purchase power in the market. Our launches at Francao at the spring and summer collections were well received by customers, and we believe that with this portfolio, the margins for the second half of 2014 will not be much worse than those obtained in the second half of 2013. We work on expectation of net income and net revenue higher this year than that obtained in last year, but of course this will depend on the development of the economy in the second half of 2014, for which we don't foresee a greater worsening than that already happened in the first half of this year. Melissa Club has reached, at the end of June, 129 stores, completely meeting our expectations and increasing the importance of Melissa brand in the share of revenues, which help to improve margins. In the new furniture business, an investment of Grendene announced in February of 2013, and whose launch of the product line has happened in the International Furniture Fair in Milan in April this year, we have high expectations. The attention of the media and responsiveness of customers, potential customers, was very good, and the forecast we made in the beginning of August, September this year remains valid to obtain revenue in this area. This year, there will be a small impact, the negative one, in the consolidated balance sheets of Grendene as forecasted. So far, Grendene has invested about 20 million reais to start operations and have recognized 6.5 million reais in expenses that that had a negative impact on margins of the first half of 2014. Of course, that in order to confirm whether this business will fully meet our expectations, we still have to carry out market tests with the final consumers, the end consumers, which we expect to happen in the second half of this year. The scenario in the consumer market in Brazil and abroad remains a challenge, and in our opinion, it will not improve in the short term. In the domestic market, after the World Cup has finished, we have still the uncertainties about election. In the external market, the recovery of the main markets hasn't proven to be very strong.
We must say that the second quarter of 2014 brought no surprises to us. The difficulties we had to deal with were the ones we expected, and the adjustment to this situation, which had already started, are still underway. However, the results are trending upwards and are within the expected range. When we look at the 5 years between 2008 to 2013, when we look at the first seven semesters, the first semester of 2008 to the first semester of 2014. This trend analysis in a longer term attests to the high base of comparison for the first semester of 2013, and therefore the first semester of 2014 seems to be worse than it really was. This effect can be seen on slides 5, 6, and 7, where we show the trends for gross revenue, net income, and EBIT in the first semesters since 2007. In these graphs, it becomes apparent that for gross revenue and EBIT, the result obtained in this semester of 2014 is the second best in 8 consecutive periods, just lagging behind the results of the first semester of 2013. For net income, slightly above last year's, this is the best result ever obtained in a first semester by Grandene, as can be seen in the presentation of the last 8 periods. For 2014, we don't expect a growth in volumes, but we expect that there will be some growth in revenue and net income. As we said, when we analyze the year as a whole, it will be a challenge to maintain in 2014 the same margins of 2013, since we started the year with higher costs than the costs we saw in the second semester of 2013, and the prices are not yet totally aligned. We also have to adjust our structure of costs to the volumes demanded in the market, and this also entails costs. However, we are confident. In turbulent times, we have always grown, and one of our main characteristics is our agility to adapt to new situations. We believe in the potential of this market, and we have been investing in expanding capacity. Internally, we will focus on the strengthening of our brands, on operational excellence, on gaining market share, and especially on recovering margins. Based on these expectations, Grandene is confident that it will be able to achieve its targets, which will be maintained for the period between 2008 through 2015. I would like to remind you that our goals for this period are to ensure a growth in gross revenue from 8 to 12% in 5 years in terms of CAGR, and a CAGR for net income between 12 and 15%. Gross revenue increased 10.1% per year, and net income grew 12.5% between the first semester of 2008 to the first semester of 2014. This is the CAGR for both gross revenue and net income. This is what I had to say, and we can now move to the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now starting the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To To remove your question from the queue, please press star two. Please do not use the speaker to ask your question so as to ensure better quality. Our first question comes from Mr. Felipe Casimiro from the Safra Bank. Good morning. First of all, I would like to ask a question about the performance in the months of the second quarter year-on-year. Can you give us the breakdown for April, May, and June in the domestic market? We do not disclose results on a monthly basis. What I can say, because this might be linked to the World Cup, which took place in June. The World Cup, as we said before, affects retail. And it affected retail in June. Since this was an event that the retailers were expecting, they knew that there would be few working days and many holidays. This was reflected in the retailers' results in the first quarter and the second quarter as well. That is, what we see today in the retailer channel is that they have been shedding stocks since the beginning of the year up to now. They bought more than they sold, and they had to shed this inventory. And they have less inventory now in the beginning of the second semester. In relative terms, June was the best month of the quarter for us, because June already reflects the purchases on the part of retailers after the World Cup. Oh, thank you. And now, if you can, relative to the foreign market, what are the prospects for exports in the second semester? The gross revenue dropped in dollars. It is difficult to talk about exports at this time. Our exports are stronger in the last quarter. And that will be after the elections. I'm looking for someone who can give me an idea of how much the dollar will be so we can make better predictions about exports. But, okay, that was just a joke, but things will depend on this variation. In terms of demand, the market is reacting. It's not exceptional, but it's not too bad. But the exchange rate is now more favorable than last year's, but not as good as we expected. But we don't know what's going to happen in Q4. Oh, thank you. And if you allow me one more question, to help me understand the policies and what the company has been doing to increase volumes and revenues, especially in the domestic market, and to try to stabilize margins. Can you give us a little bit more color about this? What research institutes have been saying is that the demand for footwear in Brazil has dropped 9%, and that was in the first quarter. This is in line with what we saw. We are in line with the slower market. But as regards an increase in demand, a recovery in demand, we believe that the market won't be strong this year. The costs rose since last year, and I'm referring here not only to raw materials, but also other items like freight, packaging, and also labor costs. And labor costs have been rising above inflation. And for us to rise prices when demand is slack, I mean, this is difficult. So we don't think that 2014 will give us better margins than last year's. They will probably be worse than last year's. As regards the recovery in volumes, if the exchange rate becomes more favorable, we may grow more abroad. But in the domestic market, we will try not to lose any market share and rather try to gain market share. But this is going to be difficult in the second semester. Thank you very much for your answers. Our next question comes from Cristiane Sensepfeifer from Geração Futura. I would like to have a little bit more color about, I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying. Can you please repeat your question a little bit louder, please? Does that sound better? Hello? Now we can hear you. Please go ahead. First of all, I would like to have a little bit more color about Francal. What is your perception about Francal, the footwear trade show in São Paulo, and what more can we expect from this new furniture business for this year and for the long term? Francal, the trade show, Francal and Couro Moda are a time for exchanging information. It's not a sales event. Just to be more clear, Grendene sells 1 million pairs per day, more or less. So it doesn't change during the trade shows. If we receive an order during the trade show or outside the trade show, this is not something that we are concerned about, you know, whether we got the order at the trade show or not. It had no positive or negative effect relative to sales, but we do see at Francal, we have the pulse of the retailers and the stores about new products. And the general feeling of retailers is that the situation is difficult. That's also the perception of distributors. They are not selling much. They are selling very little. And they're not excited about the economy this year. And what happens in the economy in Brazil is also reflected in the footwear business. Nobody's very excited about the economy. Our products were very well received. They are real cash cows in retailers, but that's normal for us. That's what we have been seeing always. So we are selling well in this scenario, a scenario with very slack demand. We see in the press companies saying how much they sold during the trade show. Okay, we sold 3-4 million pairs, but that's what we sell anyway. So the trade shows didn't have a great impact on our business. As regards the furniture business, I can only say that the performance of that business is in line with our expectations. We are now receiving orders. We should be delivering at the end of August and the beginning of September. We will receive revenue at that point. And most of the revenue should come from the international markets and not from Brazil. And therefore, shouldn't be impacted by the bad scenario in Brazil. And everything is in line with our expectations. It is very difficult to predict the performance of a business before we test that with the end user. End users will see that in the stores, they buy, and then the retailers buy from us. Then we see the whole cycle, the complete cycle, and we can make better predictions about the figures. Today we are just making forecasts, and these are not definite numbers. And this year, in terms of Grandene's result, this business will entail expenses. We have invested 6.5 million reais, and we don't predict to spend a lot more than that. Once the revenue starts coming in, we will be able to offset expenses, and the consolidated result shouldn't be affected. This is the current expectation. Thank you very much.
I'd like to remind you that to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Thiago Reis, Set Investimentos. Good morning, Schmidt. Could you comment on the PVC prices and the prices of resin for the next quarter? Thank you. Well, the price of PVC is not going down, but it's not increasing either. So it has reached a peak in September last year, has dropped a bit in December, and then went up again in January, and then it became stable. Today, the price is lower than the peak it reached in September, but there was a small increase when you compare January to July period. There has been a small increase. When we look at the chart of the presentation on slide number 14, I'm sorry, slide 13, we see that in the second quarter, there is a small reduction in the expenses with raw material, although not in the figure per pair, which is still higher. So we don't see a situation of pressure on costs. What we have is the cost that has increased last year and has not been fully transferred yet. And it hasn't been charged back for two reasons. One is that we always adjust prices according to new collections. In the second quarter of the year, there are not many new collections or new products. And at Trancal trade shows, we already launch products with new prices. But of course, we're limited by the market and by demand, which is lower. Therefore, we do not believe we'll be able to transfer all this increase in cost to prices. In addition, we must take into account that what we do is to change the price list. But the end price, the actual end price, will depend on the elasticity that each product has to price. If it's a very simple product, it may sell less if the price increases, causing prices to even go up more, which is a higher effect. It's harder to predict. If we sell more of a simple product, the average change in prices is maybe higher than we had predicted in the price list. Okay, thank you. The next question comes from Cibele Bouças from Valor Econômico. Good morning. I would like to know, you mentioned the need that the company has to make cost adjustments for the second half of the year. I don't know how much you can disclose, but what do you believe that could be done in order to try to best adjust costs, since price adjustments is something hard because of demand and cost of raw materials is also hard to deal with? So what else could be done? Well, in our business model, every quarter a new collection is launched in the market. So actually, we're not increasing prices of existing product. We were repricing new products. Of course, the collections have a certain target audience. So when we talk about price lists, we are saying that the product for that target audience may be more or less expensive. And that depends on the value we have added to that product and that we understand that will be perceived by consumers versus what costs us to make that product. So our challenge is to be able to deliver a good value to the end user that we can produce at lower costs. And that, in that case, we have a good margin. When we talk about a price or a cost increase that happened in the second half of last year that causes some imbalance to that equation, we change the portfolio products in terms of the value we add to products, the costs, how much it will cost to manufacture those products, and the price that we charge from the market. Of course, the limitation to this new price is given by the demand and by the purchasing power of consumers. Of course, we cannot, for example, deliver a Mercedes to a guy who can only afford a simple car, you know, a cheap car. So we must adapt the products to the purchasing power of consumers and at a cost at which we can have good margins. And this is the challenge we face. We do that at every collection and offer the products to the market. And then the market chooses what it wants to purchase. And the result of that will give us the actual price, market price, which is hard to foresee. Therefore, this is the challenge we face. We have a situation in which some costs have increased, which caused our margins to be reduced. But currently, our margin is lower, much more because of a decrease in volume rather than the increase in unit costs, so to speak. And it's more of a function of volume. And volume is the harder thing to solve because demand is lack.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Mauricio Ramani from Dual Partners. Good morning. I would like to know what your plan is for advertising and publicity going forward in terms of expenses. Our policy for advertising is to spend between 8% and 10% of the net revenue in the full year. This is what we have been doing for many years. This hasn't changed and shouldn't change. So this is our budget and the target. What varies is that sometimes the revenue is not exactly according to our forecast, but because the expenditures were already programmed, then it varies a little bit, but it shouldn't be anything different from that range. It has been so for the last 8 years. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star one. Grendene's conference call Q&A session is now ended. I would now like to turn the floor over to Mr. Schmidt for his final remarks. The results of the second quarter 2014 were satisfactory given the scenario we had to deal with. This further encourages us to do the necessary adjustments and to further improve our business model. The ability to continuously deliver profits in a consistent manner, our comfortable cash position, and the good dividends we have been paying are the most marked characteristics of Grendene, and we want to continue this way. We will spare no efforts to maintain that. The investments in the consolidation of the brands and in the relationship with our distribution channels and the improvements in internal processes and the development of products will continue to be our main focus in 2014. We will especially focus on recovering margins. Once again, thank you very much for attending. Grendene's conference call is now ended. Thank you very much for participating. Have a nice day, and thanks for using Chorus Call.